107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It is always fun to be chatting with John Miller with Huron Waves Music Festival. This is the final big week for all the fun, and I think he's toweled off with all of the rain this morning. John, wonderful to see you.
Good morning. Good morning, Jamie. Good morning to everybody listening.
Yeah, I mean, we need the rain, but I think we've had enough rain, don't you?
I agree. I was praying for rain for about 2 weeks there.
Yes, because you're a gardener.
My prayers were answered. So obviously it's a sign of how much influence I
have.
There
you go.
It's still raining.
Absolutely. Yes. And still a great festival to take in. Final big week for Huron Waves Music Festival.
And you know, Jamie, our goal is to hit 4,000 people by the end of next week. 1 week from today is our final day. We're staying open for the Canada Day weekend so people can still come in and see Gaia. But we're hoping 4,000 people. We're going to make it.
And it's been a great month.
Oh, it's been a great month. You know, young people from the schools, adults coming, concerts, excellent concerts that we've had. But we still have one more outstanding event that is the finale, concert-wise, to Gaia this particular week.
That's right, and it's coming up this Wednesday and Thursday. John, what's going on?
It's called Endless Dusk, and it's actually the premiere of a new soundscape. Now, people say, well, it's not quite your ordinary concert, and that's true. The audience is free to move around and listen to the sounds of the Arctic, which have been recorded, to listen to the voices of the five singers, to hear the recorded, manipulated sounds. I think, frankly, I don't know myself what the whole thing is going to be, but I have such confidence in the outstanding Canadian singers and the technologists and so on that are all part of this, that I just think it's going to be one very exciting concert on Wednesday and Thursday nights.
Okay, so it's on for two nights, and it's Endless Dusk, an Arctic sound experience. I like the title of that.
Well, Robin Dan, who's a wonderful Canadian singer, musician, songwriter, went to the Arctic and actually recorded the sounds of the wind, of the ice cracking, of the birds and so on. The sorts of things that we just never hear. And you know, of course, most of us will never be that far north. This is Canada's last frontier. And in a project where we've been looking at water and nature and animals and human beings and so on, it's wonderful to think about something that's really an unexplored, almost an unsound area. And that's what's focused and featured in Endless Dusk.
Okay, so tickets still available. Get your tickets now.
You know, Jimmy, you don't need a ticket.
Okay.
No, you don't. It's a pay what you can item.
All right.
So you show up at the door of Trivet Auditorium, 264 Main Street in Exeter. Starts at 8:30 each night. So come early and see Gaia, which will be there with its own soundscape. And then come 8:30, the Endless Dusk program begins. And it's a pay what you can. So just pay your $10 to see Gaia.
Yeah.
And if you've got Toonie or a 5E left over, whatever, put that in the treasury and we'll be very thankful.
Perfect. So that is, again, this Wednesday and Thursday at 8:30 at the Trivet Auditorium in Exeter. And can we talk about Gaia, how successful that's been?
It's been amazingly successful. You know, I've been spending time with literally hundreds of school groups coming through. And I was so moved last week. A lad came to me last week while his class members were all looking at Gaia and walking around it and lying under the South Pole and taking photographs. And a lad said to me, you know, sir, and this is a 12-year-old, I would say, at most 12-year-old, said, you know, sir, nothing in my life, no work of art in my life has moved me the way this work of art is moving me.
Isn't that incredible?
And I honestly, I had tears in my eyes that a young lad was thinking about it in that way. But it's been amazing, you know. Sometimes I can't answer the questions. Someone asked me, said, sir, you say the world is turning and spinning. Well, I'm standing here. Why don't I feel dizzy? You know, and and the other question people keep saying is, why is this in our area? Why isn't this in Toronto?
Oh, okay.
Which is an interesting expression of expectation, that here we are in southwestern Ontario and we don't get the things that they get in the bigger cities. Well,
sure.
We do with Gaia,
yeah.
And that's why we want everyone still to come by next week. Monday when we close.
Yeah, and the great thing is it opened through the long weekend, if you will. So you got plenty of time.
Yes, and you know, for people who have roots in Exeter or that part of the province, next weekend is the big 150th anniversary of this of the founding of the town of Exeter.
Okay.
So it's going to be a big, big weekend there. But we think Guy is still one of the highlights.
It's one of the highlights with the Huron Waves and Music Festival. And a big highlight, let's remind folks about the Take Flight Contest.
You bet. We're still waiting, and I think next weekend we finally do the draw.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know, Gaia is composed of hundreds of photographs taken by astronauts through the windows of their spacecraft. And I thought, wouldn't it be great, not only if we have the photos from NASA in Houston, its headquarters, why don't we just make it possible for two people to go to NASA and see it? So through the work of a local travel agency, Ellison's, in Exeter, we've got Air Canada contributing to return flights, accommodation at the Hilton Hotel for 3 nights, city tour to the Nassau Museum, which is one of the great museums of the world, you know, the astronauts and the spacecraft center for the world. Mm. So it's really great. And tickets for us here in Perth County, tickets are at Orr Insurance.
Nice. Very
$50
convenient.
For one ticket. We're only selling 300 tickets. So the odds, I don't know when there's been a raffle like this with such satisfactory odds.
Sure.
But $50 for one or three for $100. So visit Orr Insurance and pick them up, and I'll keep my fingers crossed for a listener to be able to win the prize.
But you got to pick them up this week, because time is running out big time for this.
Yeah, before Saturday.
Before Saturday. Okay, so drop into Orr Insurance again at 50 Coburg Street, Stratford, and get those tickets for the Huron Waves Houston Prize Pack, the Take Flight Contest for sure. Huron Waves Music Festival, again, the final big week, wraps up July 3rd, and again, any special memories for you, John? I know it hasn't wrapped up yet, and I hate to put you on the spot. Obviously, Gaia is such a huge part of this.
Yeah, and you know, every time I come and meet with you here in the studio, I think I said this the first time I was here this month, this is filled with memories of Stratford Summer Music, which is starting up very soon.
Sure.
So I hope people will be looking forward to the programs there as well.
All right, but in the meantime, take it in. Huron Waves Music Festival, again, huronwaves.ca is the website. Final big week through till July 3rd. John Miller with all the details. Thanks, John.
Thank you.